Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.
B-Pod Studios.
Now, here's Pebbles with what's hot and trending.
What to expect from the tea today? Drake does it again, and MTV names the winner of their Game Changer Award. Melissa has the juice coming up.
Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper becoming a thing is one step closer to happening.
Leroy has your sports.
Game 7, Bruins Blues. You can cut the electricity in the air with a knife.
But first, the MBTA is asking riders to plan ahead for extra commuting time this morning. And of course, this is after yesterday's derailment on the Red Line. Braintree Branch riders will need to change trains at JFK UMass to continue to Cell Station. Updates on Red Line service are available on the MBTA website and also on Twitter. Well, Drake has hit another milestone. His God's Plan has officially surpassed 1 billion views on YouTube.
Oh, yeah, Ariel!
It's also now the 20th most liked video on YouTube. The most streamed video of all time, Despacito, with over 6.2 billion views.
Okay.
And MTV has just announced their recipient of this year's Trailblazer Award at the 2019 MTV Movie and TV Awards. It's Jada Pinkett Smith. The award recognizes game-changing creators with fresh and fearless voices in entertainment, and the awards will air on Monday, June 17th. All right, here's Melissa with the juice.
Well, Wendy Williams' new man is a convicted felon. His name is Mark Tomlin. He's 27 years old. Wendy Williams is 54. According to his LinkedIn, he is a financial investor and blogger. But back in 2013, he was convicted of robbery with a dangerous weapon and breaking and entering, and served 15 months in jail for both. But Wendy doesn't care. She says, quote, "I'm a 54-year-old grown-ass woman. I know what I'm doing." Adding, and this is probably my favorite quote and probably a reason why I like Wendy even more now. Look, my husband had a full baby with a woman he was involved with for 15 years, where I was cooped up only to be a show pony. Now I'm living my life. Good for you, Wendy.
Yeah.
Good for you.
I agree with the show pony part.
The Barbs can now relax. Nicki Minaj was not dropped from Chris Brown's tour. She was never signed on. So Chris Brown's tour was announced. People were freaking out because they thought Nicki was supposed to be on it, but instead it's Tory Lanez, Joyner Lucas, Ty Dolla $ign. But according to sources, Nicki and Chris were discussing a joint tour, but never signed on the dotted line. Word is Nicki wants to focus on music before a tour, so that should make the Barbs at least a little happy. And anyone who was rooting for Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga to get together may get their wish. Although, I'm reaching a little bit on this, but just hear me out, okay? So Bradley's ex, Irina Shayk, posted a sexy bikini photo on her Instagram yesterday. And guess who liked the photo?
Oh, God.
Lady Gaga's ex, Christian.
Wow.
I know. And everyone's like, wait a minute. This is way too much of a coincidence. And despite all that, though, Lady Gaga still, as of even recently, insists there's nothing going on with her and Bradley, saying that there was never anything going on, that, quote, "I'm an artist, and I guess Bradley and I did a good job, and we fooled you all." I'm telling you, I still think they're going to get together. Give it some time. They want to let the dust settle a little bit. It's so, their breakups are so fresh. It's going to happen. Just remember I said that. All right, here's Leroy with sports.
All right, the Red Sox, man, they're struggling. They lost to the Rangers 9-5. They've lost 5 out of their last 6. They got to get it together.
I know,
but I got to give the people what they want real quick.
Stack up the losses for the baseball team because we need that victory for the hockey team tonight.
Yes, the Women's World Cup kicked off yesterday, and the U.S. Women's Soccer team set an all-time World Cup record with a 13-0 win over Thailand. But there is some static. People are upset with the team because of the way they were celebrating. Excessive celebration. I'm with them. Act like you've been there before. It's only the first game.
You're up.
You won 13-0.
It's
relax.
The World Cup, though.
No.
Some of those women have never scored a World Cup goal. Celebrate however you
want.
No,
they're doing too much. According to his wife, David Ortiz, he took his first steps yesterday, and that's after having a second surgery. That's what's up. Good. That's good to hear. And y'all already know what it is. Game 7 of the Stanley Cup Final goes down tonight at the Garden.
And woo!
Ha ha ha!
That was our boy Brian who tried the longest fool. He sounded like a damn ambulance.
Right, yeah. Right. See, people are trying to win tickets from us this morning. Now, if you can't win those tickets and you can't afford to buy any tickets to get to the game, the Bruins, they're going to take care of you. Their practice facility, the Warrior Ice Arena, 7 p.m. It's free. It's going to be open to the public. Nice. You can watch the game there. First come, first serve. I'm going to say that and get that out the way.
Fun fact, Leroy.
What?
This ticket has now become, and I want you to really absorb this, with all the championships that we've had here.
Okay.
The most expensive ticket in Boston
sports here.
History.
Wow.
Game 7, and we have your tickets.
Right. Oh, my God. That's crazy. One last thing before we go, though. You know, talking in the studio this morning, Melissa has a great idea. And if this happens, the city will lose its mind. I'm not going to steal your idea. You've got the floor. Let the people know.
I don't want to say it's an original idea. However, I will say this. Imagine.
All of Melissa's original ideas come from listening to the sports hub the day before.
No. I actually got this from Twitter. And I forget who said it because I would love to give them credit.
All right.
But imagine tonight, game 7. Mm-hmm. We're getting ready to watch before the anthem comes on. Guess who's waving the flag? David freaking Ortiz.
This is a
scene. Now, okay, here's the deal, right? I know it sounds crazy. He might not be able to wave a flag. He might not be strong yet, but they did say he took steps yesterday at the hospital.
Right?
Imagine, maybe he doesn't wave the flag, but at least maybe he's at the Garden in some capacity. Listen, can you imagine? One of the most memorable moments in Boston sports history. 100%.
That would be inspiring.
Listen, I'm just throwing it out there into the universe.
All right, I like it. Hope it goes down. Sox moved up their game with the Rangers to 4-5 so that we all can watch the Bruins Game 7 Stanley Cup Finals.
Come off the Red Sox loss.
Damn. That goes, again, Stanley Cup Finals tonight. Puck drops at 8. Let's go, Bruins. And that's your sports.
All right. Leaving you with some good news. Nicole was getting married. And, of course, she wanted her mother to be there. Unfortunately, her mother had suffered a stroke and had been hooked up to a ventilator in the hospital for 3 years. So Nicole and her fiance, Edward, had a big wedding planned, but they decided to change the plans. Instead of getting married on their regularly planned day, they surprised her mother by bringing the wedding to her. They transformed the family room into a wedding chapel. Mom Jane burst into tears seeing her daughter in her dress. Although they did actually go through, that was their official wedding day, but then they did go through with the original wedding as planned and live streamed it so that Jane could see that as well. And that's your good news. This report made hot by Digital Federal Credit Union, DCU, Digital Federal Credit Union. What can DCU save you? Find out at DCU.org.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery. Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities, donate today at hot969boston.com/help.